VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Senate has set two votes Thursday on competing bills that would end the partial U.S. government shutdown, although observers say they stand little chance of passing. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The votes will come a day before about 800,000 federal workers are due to miss a second paycheck. The bills are based on President Trump's proposal to trade border wall money for temporary immigrant protections and on a Democratic-controlled House bill that would reopen the government for a while but does not have wall funding. Both are designed to pressure lawmakers into crossing party lines to end the shutdown. The first test of how united Republicans are behind the president's insistence that the government stay closed until he get wall money, and whether Democrats are wavering in rejecting his demand.
Although there is little sense that the bills or the votes will lead to an end of the shutdown, some observers and participants say the debate that will take place on the bills has a chance of jump-starting meaningful negotiations. President Trump has sent House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a letter saying he expects to see her in the House of Representatives on January 29th, where, he says, he will deliver his State of the Union address. A few days ago, the Speaker asked the President to postpone the address if the government is still shut down. In a response letter to the President on Wednesday, Pelosi said the House would not consider letting him speak to Congress until the government is reopened. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is in Moscow Wednesday for talks with Russia's leader Vladimir Putin. The visit is taking place at the same time as Turkish forces are preparing a major military operation against the Syrian YPG Kurdish militia, an ally of American forces in Syria. This is VOA News.